A Game Warden's children's book, titled A Cowboy in the Woods, is a story of Bobby, a boy who spends the whole summer observing wildlife, writing notes in his notebook, fishing with his dad, and keeping track of all the animals in his neighborhood, while trying to solve a neighborhood mystery. What he discovers is more than just an appreciation for the natural world. The idea for this book came from Wayne Saunders' own childhood experiences, growing up and exploring the woods and streams and lakes and ponds of his native New Hampshire. The love of nature instilled in his childhood led him to a career as a conservation officer. Wayne Saunders is a retired lieutenant conservation officer from the New Hampshire Fish and Game Department. Lindsay Webb is a naturalist, wildlife biologist, and environmental educator. Together, they collaborated with wildlife artist Ashley Mayers to produce The Cowboy in the Woods, the story of a boy whose love of nature leads him in unexpected directions. Available at wardenswatch.com and Amazon. Warden's Watch Podcast is now on Patreon, combining the Thin Green Line Podcast and the Warden's Watch Podcast on Patreon to bring member-exclusive extra content, both video, audio, and with product deals as well. Become a member to support our podcast and get something extra. Search Warden's Watch Podcast on Patreon.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do, from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstance, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the hardest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Please join me, Game Warden Wayne Saunders, and other Game Wardens on our adventures, protecting wildlife, saving lives, and having fun, all while serving the public and the natural resources of our planet. Listen to the tales and experience of those who work in the outdoors while being entertained with stories about encounters with poachers, wildlife investigation, murder investigation, near-death experiences, search and rescue missions, wildlife interactions from game wardens around the country and around the world. When I retired, I realized I couldn't let go of that legacy, but rather wanted to share the passion, the commitment, and the stories of those men and women that call themselves game wardens. This is Game Warden Wayne Saunders, and this is Warden's Watch. Brought to you in part by International Wildlife Crime Stoppers, New Hampshire Wildlife Heritage Foundation, and Maine Operation Game Thief. Warden's Watch, Episode 87, Eric and Ashley Hannett. And that's kind of a new change if people don't know that, actually. They got married. So Eric Hannett was a pretty... I wouldn't want to say important guy on Northwoods Law. He was, a lot of people liked Eric. He had a very different personality. He was straight to the point. Him and Billy Boudreaux, Lieutenant Boudreaux, teamed up quite a bit together, and people seemed to gravitate to them, John, and they were fun to watch. They were a fun crew. They had different personalities, and it worked out really good. So Eric retired and married Ashley, and now it's Eric and Ashley, and they started a YouTube channel we're going to be talking about, the Gypsy Sea Legs, and nice. They bought a sailboat. Of course, Eric's never sailed, so this we talk about Gilligan's Island, and if people aren't listening to know Gilligan's Island, you should Google Gilligan's Island. But Eric hasn't sailed, so their first adventure was starting in Massachusetts later than they should have, and going down to
Rhode Island, where they ended, and getting a trailer for their sailboat. And yeah, it's kind of a cool, fresh story. And I know the Northwoods Law fans will like that. But the other thing, it kind of lightens up the mood after our memorial podcast, John. I just needed something fresh, something a little fun. And this is what it was. So, but yeah, you've been up to a lot. Why don't you fill all our listeners in what you've got going on and what you can share and what you can't share and what's coming up. Got a lot of exciting stuff going on.
Yeah, no, we've got a lot of good things. First and foremost is we finally finished our final phase four of interviews for the upcoming Call Sign Trailblazer documentary. Our production team has been all over California, back in the Golden State, tackling those big environmental crime issues related to cartels and organized crime groups, and just mind-blowing what we've seen there. What I can say is we've interviewed some folks that would never talk to law enforcement until this particular production, and there's going to be some mind-blowing revelations from people that were previous outlaws and making changes for all the right reasons, in addition to some things I've learned being retired and out of operations for 3 years, how much the organized crime groups have changed from the Mexican cartels to the Asian transnational cartel groups, and how much they're embedded in your part of the country too, Wayne. So Everyone will get something out of that. We have reenactments and tactical shooting segments to do in August, and then we go into post-production film scoring. So end of the year, early part of next year is when that documentary film will drop. Also, you and I are both going to be at NAWEA here pretty quick in July in Nashville. We've been waiting 3 years to go since the shutdown from COVID, but Tennessee boys are persistent and hosting a good show. I know you're going to have our podcast booth set up, which will be awesome, so we can get as many good interviews with some officers and give us some good case stories, especially.
Yes.
Since we're going to have everybody together for the first time in 3 years. Also, on Wednesday of that week, I'm going to be teaching a two-hour block on organized crime trends affecting wildlife nationally. I'll be doing a book table book signing, like we'll both be doing with our books, with Cowboy in the Woods, Hidden War. I'm also going to have a ton of Thin Green Line Trailblazer V-Knives signature blades.
Good.
Finally, we have them in stock. And finally, we're actually going to take them to a game warden conference.
Awesome.
Since we're having one, since the knife was designed for game warden. So I'm excited to see you, do what we're going to do on the podcast front, see all our friends and family out there in the Thin Green Line, and just have a great week in Nashville. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I want guys that are, that are going to NAWEA to be thinking of cases that they can share, so we can share them on the podcast, because that's going to be a little change up we're going to be doing. So we're going to do a couple cases, and the nice thing is we can get a lot of different states involved. So we may have a case from Tennessee, and then we may have a case from Washington State, all on one podcast, highlighting those success stories and sometimes not success stories. I know we've shared a lot of things that stick with us, or the cases we couldn't solve or didn't solve, but interesting things, and letting the world know the good work the game wardens are doing internationally, and getting those cases out there, the uniqueness of them, because every deer case has a twist or a different turn. It's just unique. Usually I can't remember one that went down the exact same. Maybe night huntings are similar, but the characters that you deal with after can be kind of funny. And when I say that, it always brings to mind a lot of different cases, and I start laughing. I think on this podcast everybody's probably heard every story I had, and then all of a sudden a new one pops into my head that I don't think I've shared.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And we really need those cases. Everybody will benefit. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys out there and what you can share with us.
Yeah. So this episode, Eric and Ashley, Warden's Watch, episode 87. Enjoy it, Northwoods Law crew. Enjoy, guys, the retirement dream that I think we all, I think, would like to do, go sail the seven seas after we retire. But and then maybe not.
Well, the challenges are there, and I'm looking forward to hearing the updates on their journey. It's an exciting prospect. It'll be fun to follow it.
Awesome. Thanks for listening. Remember to give us that 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to the Warden's Watch podcast.
Yeah, you can scoot forward.
Yeah, you're going to have to scoot forward.
How's that?
Yeah, that's perfect.
I'm liking it. I look a little fat here.
You don't.
Well, that'll go viral when we're ready. Let's see. Did you hear?
come down?
Yep. Bring it down. Bring it down so it gets close to your mouth.
You might have to take it off first.
Is it backwards or something?
I think you might have it backwards. Yeah.
You are backwards. There you go. All right.
Yeah, yours is different than mine.
I'm more of a right side kind of guy.
Oh, a right side talker?
More right side talker.
No, we can flip it around.
No, it's fine because I want this is my good side anyway.
Are you sure that's your good side?
No, I don't have a good side.
I don't have a good side.
Both your sides are good, Ashley.
I don't have a good side. She makes up for my lack of a good side.
I don't have any good sides.
No doubt. See, that's something you have that I'll never have is sex appeal.
Yeah, Ash, exactly.
What, me?
Yeah, you.
No.
Not me.
Absolutely.
Not me.
No. You're going to make it. Yeah. Just because of Ashley, he'll make it.
Yeah.
No. All. Not mad.
You know what?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's give it 10 seconds of silence and we're going to stop. Start. Because I'm already recording.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, me too.
Cool. Okay. We'll just give it 10 seconds of quiet and go from there. Ready? 1, 2, 3. You know, Ashley, I really didn't think Eric could be quiet for 10 seconds. That's why we did 10
Me
seconds
either.
Of quiet. So, hey.
It's a test, and I passed.
You passed.
Right? It's been like 4 years, and he's never been quiet for 10
seconds. 10
seconds.
I can.
It's been so long.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So, this episode of Warden's Watch is pretty cool. We're going to do an update on the Eric and Ashley Hannett, which in itself is an update.
That's an update.
I know, yeah.
It's an update. Mrs. Hannett.
I can pronounce my own last name now. Apparently, on the last podcast, I said my last name wrong, so. Right.
And it was funny when she said today she's signing the book, A Cowboy in the Woods, Ashley did all the illustrations for, and she's like, oh man, should I sign it Hannett, or should I sign it Maris, or how am I going to do this, because in the book it's Maris, and then, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm not used to writing that, so it was just awkward looking. I was just like, wait, this is not.
And it's a little longer,
not natural,
too.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Didn't feel natural. A
couple letters.
I got to get used to it.
No doubt. So when did that take place?
August 10th. Oh, my
August 10th.
Yeah.
And did you go down to the courthouse?
Basically.
Pretty much. I'm not, I don't know, the whole thought of an entire day, everyone, like, me being the center of attention for a whole day, like, no. I don't even want that for, like, 5 minutes. Like, it's not my thing.
Yeah. I mean, in that it was...
and it's cost.
It was a timing thing, too.
Yeah, timing.
Like, it was, you know, and we didn't really like tell a lot of people or announce it because it was eventually we plan on doing something a little bit more, a little more involved. But yeah, I mean, it was just something that it's something that, you know, I guess in some ways it's a private thing. You know, who needs to know about it, I guess. But it was also kind of like we weren't able to invite everybody that we wanted to invite, all the family and stuff. So we were, you know, we weren't going to make a big to do about it. We're just going to do it and then plan something for down the road where all the fans and stuff can come and attend the wedding.
That'll be great.
It'll be epic. Absolutely. It'll be like the Jersey Shore version of
no doubt
of a wedding.
You think it'll be on the Jersey Shore or Florida or the Bahamas or
I don't know.
Jersey because it's a little more central.
Yeah, it's central kind of for everybody.
Because I've got family in Florida and I've got family in Virginia. Majority of your family's in
New Jersey.
But you do have family in Florida also.
Yep, so. And then we have family in Massachusetts.
So it's kind of central.
Yeah, but just the thought of like. Just not my thing. Yeah.
So you're just going to have a big old cookout party?
Yeah.
Type
yeah, thing. Like I would have a barbecue and then I would leave, like I would leave my own wedding at like 7 o'clock to go to bed.
Yep.
I would Irish goodbye my own wedding so I could go to sleep. Cool. Like I'm not into the whole, I'm not a good partier or anything like that.
No?
No.
It kind of shocks me.
I can't hang at all.
No?
No, I'm so old, like I can't do it.
You're an old soul.
Old soul.
Yeah. I'm like 7 o'clock, I'm like ready.
You made the connection to Eric.
I'm just old.
You're just old. She's an old soul.
I'm just an old lady. Another thing, like, and I don't want it to sound shallow because it's not at all, but like, what we're doing, you know, sailing around the world, sailing to the Bahamas and stuff, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
So, like, I could probably break my femur walking from the living room to the kitchen.
Yeah.
You're clumsy.
Maybe I should have,
that's why
like,
you guys got along so well.
Yeah. So, I'm like, maybe, like, exactly. Good health insurance is also probably a necessity.
Absolutely.
So,
that was definitely yeah. one of the factors.
And I don't mean for it to sound shallow because it's no, not. Because it's not, not like I married you for your health insurance. Like, yeah. But no, I married you because I could.
At least you
I
had
could,
something, Eric. Right.
Yeah.
Some people, something to offer.
Some women marry men for their money. She married me for my health insurance.
I could fracture my spine just like breathing wrong. So
oh,
like,
she really can.
Yeah.
She really can.
I could. It's bad.
So it's all for the best, I guess.
Oh. Well, you're starting a new adventure with a new YouTube channel. Sea Legs?
Gypsy Legs.
Gypsy legs. Legs.
Yep.
Always like Sea Legs, S-E-A-L-E-G-S.
Okay.
But also yeah,
with
like a gypsy.
With a gyp.
That made no sense. I don't...
Sea Legs, the
not
gyp,
a good explanation, but...
The gyp you.
The gyp you. Yeah. Yeah.
So that should be easy to find on YouTube then, because yeah. there's no other...
Gypsy Legs. Yeah, there's no... And that was part of the reason why we chose that name. We were like the gypsy kind of theme, because that's kind of like how we are, I feel like. We just kind of wander. You know,
no,
we're,
no and, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good theory.
But the problem with just going with like gypsy, which originally what we were going to do, is just there's already...
So many.
Yeah. So many. So we had to kind of make it a little bit unique and make it so there wasn't...
What kind of reminds me is like Sea Legs.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's right. That's it. Was yeah. kind, it's kind of a play on words, Sea Legs, and we're gypsies, so Gypsy Legs. Yeah.
And Gypsy yeah. was the name of my first dog I ever had, so I like that.
Oh, wow.
But, yep. So.
Nice. And that's kind of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's what we're going to name the boat, the big boat. It's going to be Gypsy.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll so. Be its second name, though, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll take
we
the,
have to do
we'll
the whole
the right.
renaming with Poseidon, which is what we're working on with
okay.
the new boat we just
and we're
got.
We're going to see that in video then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
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 Yeah, we're working on that with.
Done right.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
So the new YouTube channel, off to a good start. You know, we're really, really, really bad about video recording and about kind of, it's something that it's does not come natural to
it's
us.
It's a process.
It doesn't come natural.
I'm so awkward.
Do you think podcasting came natural
no,
to me 3 years ago?
No, absolutely not. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
absolutely
it,
not.
It's, yeah.
it's one of those things where you have to make a conscious effort to say, we should record this. And
yes.
there's so much stuff that we already have missed, we wished mm-hmm. that we had done, but we didn't do. But we're trying to get better at it. And,
yes.
you know, like we released one of our first videos.
It feels so awkward.
It really
first,
does.
It yeah,
feels
and I make everything
so
weird. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to. I just make it weird.
Yeah.
So
and it just feels
help.
Really awkward. It's not natural. And then, like, the kind of the whole... like recording, certainly in a public, like, you know, like today with mm-hmm. doing the show and stuff, it just feels weird to do it. It feels
yeah.
weird to be kind of like that person that's doing the recording and all that stuff. But it's something that we need to get over.
Right.
Because,
and you're starring. You're making yourself. I watched yeah. you today. You actually forced yourself to engage people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
In the Eric Hannick way.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Well, you know. Tell everybody how you approached people. about podcasting, and if they knew about podcasting, or
so my approach today was: do you listen to podcasts? And if the answer was no, I yelled, "You should!" And you know,
threw
basically forced it down their throats. which you know, that's my style.
And you know,
what
was the greatest thing? Eric knows how to get on his phone and get a podcast going and everything, and he was showing that to people, and I was impressed with this. You knew that.
Well, the guy that had the other phone there, Samsung or whatever.
That always messes me up, too.
If it's not an iPhone, I don't know how to use it.
I don't know
how
to
use
it. But then you found Spotify, and you were like, are you on Spotify? I'm like, yeah, I'm on Spotify. You're like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing for me, the technology thing, and it's hard. It's not something that comes natural to me.
Yeah, and I'm not good at it either. So the whole thing with the videos is like a learning curve. I have literally no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm just winging it.
The nice
it.
Thing is when you're on the ocean, you're going, you strap on some of those things and you just let them go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have all that.
Yep.
And then storing video is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, uploading content, especially when these, you know, if you're in the Bahamas trying to find a Wi-Fi connection that you can upload video.
That's going to be a challenge.
Oh, boy. You guys, what will happen is you'll upload a bunch of stuff and then... it'll be months before we see anything else, and you'll upload a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah,
is what I'm guessing. Maybe
that's tentatively the plan. Like where we're at now, we have good Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm.
so we were talking about it. Like let's just try to put together as many videos as we can now,
yeah.
and then have them kind of uploaded already and
nice.
On you know
engaged.
In
yeah.
in the can so to speak, and ready to just be able to release them. And but yeah like if we find a place with good Wi-Fi, because it took what
it took 2 hours to upload the last video from LumaFusion, which is my editing app, to YouTube. YouTube, and then
with
I uploaded it, and then it took all that time, and then the audio was so bad.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't delete this because so the audio will be great in LumaFusion, and then YouTube just does whatever
YouTube does.
It just wrecks it. It just it's like, nope, and then destroys it.
So it's a learning process.
So I was like, I can't re-upload. I don't even know how to fix it because I can't, YouTube just does its thing. There was no issue on the editing app. There's nothing to fix. So I'm like, this is great. So we got to figure that out. And
Believe me, I've been drinking through a fire hose for the last 3 years. And every time I think I got to figure it out, I did an interview the other day. I sent the mic to him. And one of the guests was like muffled. And the other guest was like loud and clear. And I didn't dare say anything till the end. And then I'm like, can you upright that microphone and face it to yours? And then they both became crystal clear.
And that's all it took.
And here it is, 3 years of podcasting. Yeah, right. And I was like, right. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We just went through that. But I didn't dare. One was really good. And I'm like, do I mess with it and make them both up. Bad?
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Absolutely. Oh, it was a stressful. And no one knows I'm stressing over the sound quality. My producer made me big about the sound quality. And I listen to other podcasts where the sound quality is not good and I turn it off.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It does make a huge difference.
Yeah,
yeah. Does.
Absolutely. And that's like the same thing with us, like doing the videos. The wind is a huge place.
Yes.
Yeah, because we're always on the water. So and
that fuzzy thing.
Exactly. We're learning that because we've had some videos that were really good videos. The video was great, but the audio was terrible. You can't use it. What are you gonna do? You know, you can't use it. And the same thing, like with us, like with me, you watch a YouTube video and the audio is terrible. Like I'm not gonna watch it.
Yeah, with ours, you can hear like the wind and then our dog barking.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
So
no, it's a learning curve. I mean, this isn't what our profession was, Eric.
No, it sure wasn't.
Mm-mm. You know, Ashley's an artist.
It's a good thing because I would have starved to death a long time ago.
Oh my goodness! Bob Mancini called me a techno geek. He's like, Lieutenant, you're like a techno geek now. And I was like. Oh my God, he's right. I'm like, tell him how to fix things. I'm like, oh, do this, do that. He's like, you're like a techno geek.
We learn everything from YouTube, basically.
Yeah. Well, and it just goes to show like how adaptive that people can be and we can be. You know, we didn't have this as part of our life growing up or whatever, and just talking earlier about our fan base, a lot of them are older people, mm-hmm. and it amazes me that
they're awesome.
They can use computers. Like, honestly, I can barely use one, and I'm not that old. I don't like to think so. But you just got to adapt and figure it out.
I teamed up with a high school when I first started the podcast, so they team up with like a business thing. So I actually met like weekly or biweekly with a student, a high school student, and I thought I was going to learn about social media. And this and that. And I learned about Google it.
Yes.
Google it. Every question we had, she Googled it.
Right here.
And answers. That's what I learned from the high schooler. Yep. Google it.
Yep. Yeah.
Google it. And she fixed so many things just Googling.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. I just Google everything does the same and thing. Just hope it works.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sure that problem's out there and there's a fix out there somewhere.
For the most part, the problem's usually always somebody else hasn't encountered it.
And we are screaming in technology everywhere. So there's some smart people out there doing some smart things. Don't know them.
Right. Mm. Yeah,
exactly. Right. Yeah, I'm not.
Right.
But I'm like, wow.
and it's if you do know them, it's hard to talk the same language.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless it's something that you're specifically interested in or you're specifically needing for information, you talk to somebody who's a techie person, it's hard to talk to them because they could be speaking in Chinese, honestly. You know what I mean?
No
it's
doubt.
Like there, it's a completely different language.
Oh,
so. It's even if you do know them, it's still hard to communicate because they're
different language.
Yeah,
different
and then language. I feel dumb, so
different
I just
language.
Like you just give
nod.
A blank stare, and I'm
like
"Oh,
every time
I
we ask, you guys listen to podcasts, and you can tell, they're thinking, what's a podcast?
I just sit there, I'm like, I totally know what you're saying, and then I'm like, I picked up like every fifth word, and then I try to Google one coherent sentence and hope I can figure it out.
What did he say?
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So share your first epic adventure with your first sailboat sailing down. It's an adventure, though.
It was.
For me, it was pretty entertaining to listen to it, even though it wasn't very entertaining for you guys.
Yeah, I mean,
it was fun, but
learning process. Mm. Huge.
It's a learning process.
Yeah. So we
and I always say I want the weather started getting rough.
It that's did, all.
I,
yeah.
You telling me that story that Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, we were
head.
Definitely Gilligan's Island.
We're a small fish in a big sea. Yeah. That's for sure.
So we decided we're like we don't need much. We're pretty simple. We're good. So the whole thing with this little boat is when we were going to go to the Bahamas to work on the bigger boat that we bought. We're like thinking about it and we're like, we have to bring all of our tools. We have to bring generator. We have to bring our dogs. Like we have to bring everything to be able to live for a few months there.
Mm.
I'm like, how are we going to do that? We can't fly with everything.
No, flying
can't down. Take the ferry with everything. And the ferry, I think only one ferry is running right now anyway because of COVID. So I was like, well, we have this 23-foot sailboat with a cabin, like, sitting in the yard. I'm like, why don't we just fix this up and take this down? This will be great. We could live on this thing. You can't even stand up in it, but sure, it'll work. So we're like, yeah, this is great. We're doing it. And then, like, it felt like it was not that big with nothing in it. But we still were just hell-bent on making it work.
Yeah.
So we brought it to Eric's sister's house in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And then we brought the rest of our stuff that we wouldn't need down to Florida to try to, like, kind of store everything down there. Drove back up to Massachusetts. Oh, actually, no, back up to New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Grabbed some stuff that we left in New Jersey. Went up to Massachusetts. Got the boat.
And when we brought the stuff from New Jersey to Massachusetts, we got to, we're like, oh my gosh, there's a lot of stuff that we need to bring.
I was like sitting there, I'm like, we haven't seen the boat in a while. It seems smaller than it was.
Yeah.
So we started putting everything in it and we're like, this is small, but we could probably do it.
Make it work.
Yeah. So we made it from Salem. We put the boat in Salem.
Massachusetts.
Yep. Made it to Bristol.
Newport, Bristol, Rhode Island.
Okay.
Yep.
And that took, between weather, so we had to wait, we had to go through the Cape Cod Canal, which, I don't know if you know how the Cape Cod Canal works, but there's severe currents running through, and certain wind against tide issues. You can't go through with a certain wind, I don't remember what it was now, I think a south wind, going from east to west in it, because you just, the current is running like 7 knots at some points. Yeah. And then you hit the end of it, and there could be like 4 or 5 foot standing waves. So we're like, all right, we're going to avoid this. So we were hunkered down for like 6 days waiting for the right weather and tide window to get through the Cape Cod Canal. So that took a bit of time.
Yeah.
So we made it through that, no issues. And then we made it to Newport, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And then everything just went like straight downhill.
Went
like
south.
Like it was a ski jump, and we just went straight down.
And that was just weather-wise, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it just kept getting worse and worse.
Well, I mean, honestly, like...
Yeah, it was the sea state.
It's very, like, you know, almost contradicting, but it's... The weather was beautiful.
No, it was, like, beautiful sunny
weather,
but
the sea state was just terrible. Like, we were looking... When we were in Newport, Bristol area, we were up the Narragansett River, up the bay for a while. We were hanging out, kind of waiting for things to clear up, and it was just going from bad to worse. We had a nor'easter that was coming in, and of course, this is October. This is towards the end of October, and, you know, things don't get better when you're in that area, that part of the country, time of year, winter's coming.
Yeah, and we were pretty delayed because we had been waiting up in Boston area for boat parts to come in, and things were taking, you know, everything's been taking longer than it typically would with, you know, COVID, with deliveries and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we made it to Newport. We're like, oh, we'll just stay for a few days, wait for the weather to get better.
Yep.
Discovered that Newport is like not
expensive.
Not a place for two mangy sailors and their two dogs on a boat. We were moored next to a 200-foot yacht. I'm like, if we broke loose, we can't afford to fix this thing if we hit it. What are we going to do? We were getting kind of thrashed around in that mooring.
Yeah, we were getting beat up in the mooring.
Our dinghy just like wouldn't start. It kept deflating.
Either one of you get seasick? Because I'm getting seasick talking.
No.
Okay. Our dinghy broke loose.
We have video of me trying to cook, though. And like, it was just rough.
There's a lot of that. But we had come back from shore. We had done something.
We walked to West Marine, which was like 3 miles. We walked to West Marine, and there was a Planet Fitness on the way. And we're members. We're like,
we're
like, we could take a nice shower. When we were in Newport, there's typically like a maritime center where, you know, people sailing and whatnot can take showers, because obviously the boat doesn't have a shower. So we're like, this is great. And we get there, they're like, it's closed. But yet they're still charging like $11 a foot to dock there.
Yeah.
In the out-of-season rates, the water was all shut off.
Yeah. Everything was closed.
No shore power. Everything was just shut down, but they're still charging like the most ridiculous amount. So we walked to West Marine because we needed something. Oh, we were trying to repair the dinghy for like the 8th time, the hole in it. And we saw a Planet Fitness. We're like, let's shower there because we're members. This is going to be great. So we shower and we get back to the boat and we're sitting there. The dinghy just breaks loose.
Yeah, she was doing something inside, and I was sitting out on the in the cockpit, and I just happened to catch it in the corner of my eye. I saw the rope, the line coming off the dinghy, just kind of unravel and go. And I look over, and the dinghy is just drifting away. And there's this pretty good current.
Yeah, he just rips his clothes off and jumps in.
I'm like, dinghy just broke loose. So I strip down and jump in the water.
And I'm like, you're salty. Now you're salty because you just showered.
The thing was, it had made some ground pretty quick because it was moving. It was moving. But, you know, if I hadn't done that, we would have been gone. Who knows?
How do you get your dinghy back?
So I swam to it and got to it, and then I got back, and I'm like, I had just taken a shower. You know, come on. Then I had a shower in like 3 days. So I'm like, come on.
It was brutal. So then it was bad for the dogs to try to bring them to go to the bathroom, because everywhere around us they're like, it's private property, you can't come on here. So we're like, this is great. So we were stuck there for a few days. The weather wasn't getting any better. I'm like, we can't keep paying to stay here. Like, this is ridiculous. So we decided to go upriver a little bit. The harbor master, he's like, yeah, just go up, go right past the bridge and turn left into Potter's Cove. You can anchor in there. It's really nice. We're like, all right, cool. So I look up Potter's Cove on Savvy Navi, our navigation, app. So I'm like, let's just go under the bridge. And we're going like a whopping like 6 knots. We're just putting along, and we find this cove, and it was pretty nice. There was a beach there. There was like some rocky cliffs and a nice cove. So we're like, oh, this is beautiful. There's nobody around. Like, there's a beach we could take the dogs to. So that night we anchored. I'm sitting there cooking, and all of a sudden I'm like watching the food, and it just starts like swashing out of the frying pan, and I'm like, what is this? And he's like, where are these waves coming from?
The swells were just coming.
All of a sudden, there's like these 4 foot swells coming out of nowhere, just
beating us up.
Wow. And we didn't have like a great anchor at the time. We just had a little fluke anchor, like a little folding fluke anchor. So we're like, this is great. So we didn't sleep that night. And then I'm like, the harbor master said this was so protected. I'm like, what's going on? So I look at the map, and there's another Potter's Cove like 10 miles north. On the left-hand side. But I'm like, he said turn left right after the bridge. So we decided the next day, because we were getting the crap pounded out of us at that anchorage. So we decided to go to the next Potter's Cove the next day. And it was nasty getting there.
Oh, it was bad.
And then we got into the
wind was just howling.
Yeah, it was brutal. The sea state was pretty rough. It was cold. So we get up to the next Potter's Cove. And it was beautiful. We're like, this is nice. Like, this is a really nice spot. It was pretty secluded. It was on an island. Mm-hmm. So there was a couple like guys diving for clams, and that was pretty much it. So we were like, this is nice. We can spend a couple days here. And then a couple days turned into like,
yeah, we were there for five or six days.
Yeah, 6 days. The weather just kept getting worse.
Yep.
And we were like, our weather app went to 7 days out or 10 days out.
10 days, yep.
And the seas were just building and building and building. We had no chance. So we're like, what are we going to do? So we tried calling around for like a trailer to try to find a boat trailer. And apparently that's just not a thing.
For a sailboat.
Yeah, right. You can't rent boat trailers.
That's the problem. It's the big keel. The sailboat, right.
And you can't rent them. I guess they don't rent boat trailers because it's a liability. So that's why there's so many boat hauling companies. So Eric found a Craigslist ad down by my parents' house in New Jersey they were selling a sailboat with a trailer. It was right around the same size as ours.
It was 22 foot.
Yeah, it was like a foot shorter. So Eric calls the guy. He's like, dude, you don't know me. I'm sorry. Like, he's like, he's like, can I rent your trailer that you're selling? And he's like, yeah, sure. So this guy, Jeff. Yep, the next town over from my parents. Jeff, if you're ever listening, we love you.
Thank you, Jeff.
So he was like, yeah, I just want somebody to come look at it to make sure the tires are good. So my stepdad went right there, checked the tires. He's like, yep, it's good. Came up the next morning.
Picked you up.
He picked us up and pretty much saved the day.
You know, it was one of those things that it was the weather window just wasn't looking good.
Like our solar wasn't sustainable because it was supposed to be a quick trip. And so that nor'easter,
if you'd been a couple weeks ahead of time, you would have made that window.
But just everything was so delayed.
Yep. So we didn't want to
be safe than sorry.
Yep. We didn't want to sit and wait any longer. Yeah. So we trailered down to Jersey.
Yeah.
So.
My stepdad came up right up the next morning, picked us up.
Awesome.
Thankfully, he's just he was like a savior. So we brought it down to Jersey, did some work on it.
Sold it.
No, not yet.
No.
So you guys are in the market for a 23 foot.
23 foot.
Sailboat.
Hunter.
Yep. It's Hunter.
Yep.
So, that's but you bought another one.
We did. So we got to Jersey and put it back in the water.
I still got the Gilligan's Island song in my head.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be here for a while.
It'll be there for a while.
It is, yeah.
Sure. Every time I think of you guys, now I'll be like, dude.
You know, so we put it back in the water and we kept it. My parents live right on the water, so we brought it to their house.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, all right, we'll do some work on it. We'll make it. Try to figure out what we need. But we had left a bunch of stuff in New Jersey, too.
Yeah.
So when we started loading the stuff onto the boat, we're like, this is a lot of stuff. we're forgetting how much stuff it was.
Yeah.
And then we're like, I don't even know if this, like, we're probably going to sink just from the weight alone, it felt like.
We were pretty overloaded.
Yeah, 23 foot's not that big of a boat.
Especially when you're trying to, like,
live on it.
Yeah. A 23 foot boat. Anybody who's listening and wants to buy it, it's a great boat.
No, it really is.
No, it is a good boat. It's a great little weekend boat. It's a great little boat, you know, to go out and...
Right,
and
not to live on.
Spend a couple days on, but not to live on.
Mm-hmm. With two dogs.
But we were going to try. We were going to give it the old college try and see if we could get it down there. And you know, so we loaded it up. We did
this
some work.
This is just a transition boat, really.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So we long story short, we loaded this boat up and we headed south again.
Mm-hmm.
And we made it as far as Atlantic City, which was not that far. And we just kind of, a couple of things that happened because we were off season. We started out again in like December because everything was off season. We got into the intercoastal and like nothing was open. Like everything was kind of like just closed for the season. So bridges weren't opening.
Yeah, they weren't. The bridge operators weren't there to open the bridges.
Like you call the bridge because like normally there's certain bridges within the intercoastal that are, if they're under a certain feet or a certain height, you can call them and they'll open the bridge. It might be, you know, in every hour or every whatever, or it might be you call them a certain time ahead of time and they'll open it, but nobody was answering the phones. Just nobody was answering. So we're like, well, what are we going to do now? We can't, we just couldn't get under the bridge.
Yeah.
So again, long story short, we were kind of in Atlantic City, kind of hanging out, trying to figure out what to do.
Then we were going to try to take the ocean route.
Route, but that wasn't going to work because, you know, it gets dark by 4:30. Like, we don't have enough
daylight. I don't
like
going into an inlet that I don't know.
To physically do it, you know.
In no daylight. I don't like doing that. So it's an unnecessary risk.
We're hanging around, and I start looking on Craigslist and start kind of figuring out some options for us, and I find this boat for sale, and it's in basically where we are. It's at the Golden Nugget Marina. We're basically at the we are anchored across from the Golden Nugget Marina, and the guy in the ad, like you could kind of tell he needed to sell this boat. Like he was the way he posted the ad, like kind of like need to sell it, like ASAP.
He said my crew lost interest in sailing.
Yeah, so we said, you know what? Let's go take a look at it. Let's go see. And this is a 31-foot Seafarer.
That's quite a jump up.
Yeah, it's a legit ocean, you know, sailboat.
Yeah.
And so, long story short, we were able to get it really, really cheap. He wanted to get this boat. Him and his two buddies that were with him. Actually, ended up. Luckily, they're lucky to be alive. Really, because they were caught in that nor'easter that we were in Rhode Island that we chose to not go out on.
Yeah.
They were 50 miles offshore.
They just went
in
for
that
it.
Storm. And they were in 15 to 20 foot seas for 36 hours, getting pounded.
Yeah, and they left like a GoPro behind and everything. Mm-hmm. Like they just abandoned the boat.
You got footage from that?
Yeah, not from the storm.
I was hoping so bad.
But we got footage of him sailing and all of the navigational stuff.
Yeah.
Everything still has the covers on it. So he's sailing without anything.
Blind, basically.
Anything. Wow. And they just decided to go
south.
Straight out in that storm the day before that storm or the day of that storm.
Yeah,
crazy.
Which that storm was predicted for days and days and days in advance. That's why we got out of there.
Right. So we were able to pick up that boat. Got it really, really cheap. You know, unfortunately, you know, as it always goes, their loss is our gain.
Yeah, they were just terrified.
Yep.
They
So we purchased the boat in Atlantic City, brought it back up to Forked River, mm-hmm. and so that's kind of where we're at now. The boat's there. We're working on the boat, going through it. We're trying to make it. Things are leaking on, not like, you know, the hull's not leaking, but like hatches and mm-hmm. and stanchions.
Yeah, the kids
and stuff
didn't
like
do any maintenance on it at all. Mm-hmm. So like we're just kind of
going through it, making it, cleaning it up.
And now the plan is when spring hits.
Next couple weeks, really. Yeah. We're not.
So
you know,
we're trying February.
Yeah, okay. If we got some things to.
And the further south you get, the better off.
Yeah,
you are.
Absolutely. Every day is going to be better. You know, further south
you
get
a 31 footer.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, we can stand up inside.
Yeah,
it's sad when I can't even stand up inside, and I'm like.
And you'll be taking that to the Bahamas to your other boat.
Correct. Yeah, we'll take that to the Bahamas where our 40 foot, just getting bigger and bigger, catamaran is sitting right now on the hard. It's hauled out. It's waiting. Patiently or impatiently for us to come and fix her up.
I think you're the one that's impatient.
I'm really impatient.
Yeah, we're leaving in February, and you're looking for a weather window and go.
That's
for
it. Just waiting on the weather.
And you know, but play it safe. You know, we're not gonna be foolish about it.
Absolutely.
We're not gonna.
Yeah, that's part of the reason it's taken us so long is because we know what our boat was capable of.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I grew
all
up
the time,
on the.
You're
yeah.
Learning.
Absolutely.
And I grew up on the ocean. I know that you'll never beat it.
Yeah,
you'll never win against Mother Nature, so I'll always be safe with
that.
You
guys are being smart about it, which is awesome.
Yep.
So they can all catch up on the Gypsy Legs.
Gypsy Legs, yep.
YouTube channel where Ashley and Eric's adventures are going to be shown.
Absolutely.
I'm excited.
Yeah. And we're, like I said, we're trying to, hopefully we'll get into a regular, you know, we're going to try to publish like once a week with the videos and kind of get on a regular basis with it and get everything in line and hopefully hopefully it'll be good.
No, I think it'll be good.
Yeah,
I'm kind of jealous. I mean, I think every adventurous soul wants to do what you're doing. We just are
chicken. It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
I mean
really you got to cut all ties.
Yep.
Yeah,
you
really it's not
become
an easy
a
thing.
Gypsy.
Yep.
Literally,
you do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so the one thing I can tell
you. You have to be very self reliant.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to be able to function without the basic.
You can't just
drive.
You found a girl that does that.
Yeah.
You can't just drive to the grocery store. You can't
You
have to. If something goes wrong, you have to figure out how you're going to fix it right
fishing,
then and there.
Cooking,
and
smoking your fish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so the channel is going to be kind of all the above. We're going to try. So there's a lot of channels out there. There's a lot. I mean, we've watched a lot of them. There's ones we watch on a regular basis. And a lot of them are great, but they're like there's a sailing channel, and there's a hunting channel, and there's a fishing channel. We're going to try to incorporate all of it. So she's a phenomenal cook. We're going to try to incorporate that. And then and on top of that, we want to kind of...
You're going to be the fish eater.
We tried to do a cooking video the other day. We were like, let's try to do a cooking video. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I dropped a whole jar of peppercorns on the floor.
That's part of learning.
It just
and
went
that's
everywhere.
What people like to see.
Do you know how
human.
Far peppercorns roll?
Yeah. They like to see human.
Yeah, it's just...
And so we're going to try to, as much as we can, you know, not only include all the stuff that everybody wants to see, you know, the touristy type stuff. But we also want to try to, once we get into some of these areas, certainly, you know, the United States is, there's not a lot of indigenous people in the United States. Although if you go to some of the southern states, they get pretty indigenous.
That's called.
But,
never mind.
And they're never going to know you're a Yankee.
Exactly. Yeah. but we want to try to get with the locals in these places.
Yeah.
See,
like
how
immerse ourselves in the culture.
Their lives.
Yeah.
Like, kind of that. That's
sail
the, that's
right
the
into
plan.
Louisiana, right
exactly.
into Orleans.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
I've spent a lot of time
looking
there.
I'm looking forward to sharing your adventures, and I hope we keep doing updates on Warden's Watch. That's excellent. So thank you guys so much for hanging out with me at the Great American Outdoor Show, and
thanks for having
doing
us.
This little update podcast, your fans and mine.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Bye.